Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
There Will Be Porn is a podcast about, guess what? Porn. We were not hiding that. We're very transparent. So if you don't like explicit content because, I don't know, your religion, happy holidays, by the way, or maybe it just bothers you in some way and you're sensitive, guess what? You have freedom and you don't have to listen to this if you don't want to, and that's okay. It really is. We forgive you and we totally understand. But if you're a dirty, dirty Santa Claus and you want to get all up in this episode,
ho, ho, ho.
Welcome.
Oh yeah. This is There Will Be Porn with Kate and Murda.
Hello and welcome to
There Will Be Porn,
a podcast about pornography. I am your host,
it's Murda.
And I'm I'm Kate.
I'm Meredith.
Or Kate.
Or Meredith or Murda. Or,
yeah.
You know.
Murda and Cake.
You know what? There's probably lots of things I'll go by. Why don't you try it? And we'll see if I say hello.
Murda back. Cake is a great all-girl punk rock band name.
Or a name of a cake Instagram.
Ooh, and like kind of like Sweet Feminist, but written on top is like all the people you want to murder.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
I love it.
I also like Joy.
Or maybe Secrets to Solve a Murder, and then you cut open the cake and there's a clue inside.
Oh yeah. Always. Mm-hmm. Or just like, or, you know, rainbow cakes. Instead, you cut it open and you see, you know, a hand, you know, bloody disfigured hand or something.
Yeah. Oh, people would love that shit.
I know.
People are gross.
If only I could do those things. I am very good at baking, but I have not a lot of artistic.
It's the part.
Artistic skills that I am bad at. I straight up can't even like barely icing a cake is hard.
Yeah, it is very hard. It's very complicated. It's all about temperature
and time. You have to wait for it to cool and then cut it and then cool again. And then
a steady hand.
Yeah, no, all that's hard.
No, thank you.
That's all that, you know.
You know what else, though, about sweets is that they're a thing that we eat on the holidays.
I know.
Do you like my segue?
I do. Are you making any? I'm gonna be that person that makes holiday sweets for people this year.
Oh yeah, I mean, you always make cookies and stuff.
Yeah,
you're
but
very
I'm gonna give it as gifts because I'm too poor to buy a lot of gifts.
Yes,
for people.
Yes. Oh. This makes me think of a really good holiday Christmas themed. By the way, we celebrate Christmas. Some people celebrate other holidays.
Yeah,
Hanukkah, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy
if you
New
don't
Year.
Celebrate anything, just appreciate that. You know, maybe you'll get a gift.
That's true.
You know, if you're like, I don't celebrate anything, but my friends are giving me gifts anyway, that's a win.
That is a win.
Honestly.
That is a big win.
So, okay.
I celebrate nothing, and I just got this gift
I just
for nothing.
Get gifts, and because I don't celebrate anything, I don't have to give you gifts. Fuck, maybe I'm not going to celebrate Christmas anymore, air quotations. No, I'm just kidding. I love giving gifts. I know you do too.
I do too. And it's, mm-hmm. it's probably also like my biggest vice, honestly, because I spend too much money on gifts.
Being friends with you is like very rewarding, like materialistically.
Yeah, no, I
you're
know.
Very good at gift giving.
Yeah, I like to, I don't know, I like to be thoughtful and think of something people really want and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I mean,
it's always something I want to give someone, you know, mm-hmm. it's a reflection of my personality and my mm-hmm. relationship to you,
mm-hmm.
and also that I always think I'm giving someone something they actually want.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So I wanted to ask you on this topic, what if you were to give me a custom made porn for Christmas, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Okay. It would be, I mean, it's gotta be great, great lingerie.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I do love that.
To me, it would almost be a whole bunch of ladies. This is what I've got it in my head. Okay. And I don't want to make a whole porn. That seems like too much work.
It's 15
minutes.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. A whole bunch of girlfriends go into a lingerie store to try on outfits. It's all bodies, all colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're all like just telling each other how beautiful they each other are. And then they all just start making out and are really hot. And there just like happens to be strap-ons everywhere. And then
I would really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the strap-ons are somehow filled with like Christmas lights or something.
Yeah.
So like they're like light up dildos.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Very simple, but you know what? I think it's what everyone needs to feel at the end of the year when you're stuffing yourself with eggnog and baked goods.
And you know how much I love a real body and a porn.
A whole every type, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want it all. Even manufactured plastic bodies. I'm fine with that. I want all of it though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What about me? Now I need to know what you'd give me.
Oh, I've already thought this through, as you would imagine. So it would be the movie would be like 30 minutes. And here's why.
Okay.
Because the first 10 minutes would be a series of like homemade Reddit videos.
Okay.
Of like different profiles of each actor in the movie. So like the first one would be like, hi, my name's Amanda. And Amanda would be like, this is my, backflip tuck from the low bar to the high bar. And then she does like some kind of fancy gymnastics thing. Okay. And then the next one is like, hi, my name is Adam. And it's this like really handsome man who's like, this is my triple lutz. And he does like a figure skating amazing thing. And then the next one is like a real body girl. And her name is like, hi, my name is Chandra. And she like has a bunch of puppies around her doing adorable things.
Oh my God,
and so it's just a series of these Reddit videos between two things. Cute puppies with the person who's having a wonderful time and being just happy to be around puppies.
Right.
And then like amazing athletic feats.
Right.
Right. So you have real bodies, but it's really like it's really two types of bodies. It's like full figured, beautiful women and then very athletic people.
Well,
men and women.
Well,
I
actually was talking to someone about gymnastics bodies because there are like you could be kind of heavier.
Yes.
And just like still super powerful and good at gymnastics. So
yes.
I like what you're doing here.
Thank you. So that's the first 10 minutes. So you get introduced to each character. And then kind of like Terrace House style, they all go to a ski lodge together. They all meet each other.
Right.
And then they go outside and they have to chop wood, right?
Okay.
So they're all in like their parkas working together, working hard, chopping wood,
getting sweaty.
And then they come inside and they all strip off their clothes in front of the fire and just have a big orgy.
Ooh.
But like the men are bisexual.
Yes.
So there's like all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
But everyone's like really athletic or like full body.
How
and
many
it's
people?
Like, and then I'm thinking 10.
Okay. Ooh.
Equal men and women.
Great.
Of like all different kinds. And then at the end, after they've just had this like very, very sweaty thing, they all go into the hot tub outside in the snow and drink champagne.
That is literally my dream vacation.
It's called...
I want this to happen. Okay.
It's called Christmas Flips for Dicks.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Christmas porns, we have a very special episode for you guys.
Yeah, this is a holiday episode.
Yeah. We just figured we'd take a little break from the countdown because we were feeling really spirited.
Yeah.
And we wanted to bring you a Christmas episode.
I mean, who doesn't love Christmas?
I mean, even all my Jewish friends love Christmas.
They do.
You know?
Everyone is jealous of Christmas. If you don't have it, you want it.
Well, I said this. I said recently to someone, I was like, I'm not Christian, but I celebrate Christmas because Christmas is basically Valentine's Day. It was created by corporate America. It's like I celebrate a corporate holiday because it's fun. Same as Halloween, say, you know, whatever.
But it's also like, it's a full month of festivities.
It truly is. Okay, Meredith, we're watching a Christmas porn.
Yes.
We already talked about how much we love Christmas.
I mean, it's just too easy.
We're so excited for this.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes. tell us about this movie, please. All right.
We are watching The Tits That Saved XXXmas, released in 2003. It was written and directed... Or sorry, it was the written by Sam Xavier, directed by Sky Blue.
Sure, that's a real name.
It stars Kiki D'Air, Chloe Dior, Rebecca Love.
All real names.
Ava Devine, Kyle Stone, Kurt Lockwood, and Chris Cannon. And here's the plot description, friends. Santa's helpers are determined to help his wife work her magic so he can get his sleigh off the ground this Christmas.
Oh, I love it.
And the runtime is 1 hour and 44 minutes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This Christmas movie was on a number of lists.
Yes.
For best Christmas movies. Right. From Adult DB Empire, from GameLink.com, whatever. But... And it wasn't number one, but I chose it for two reasons.
Yes,
for us to watch.
Tell me, because I didn't help you with the selection, I'm excited by it.
Yes, I mean, knew you would be.
Anyone who says first of all, tits already are going
to
they're going to be the hero.
Exactly.
My feeling. I'm very happy about that.
The title to me said feminist porn.
Okay, great.
The tits that saved Christmas.
Right.
Like. Heroes, the boobs, the women are coming to the rescue.
Right.
I'm all about that.
Yes.
And then the second thing was it was made in 2003, which I feel like the decade of 2000 to 2010 is really beautiful for porn.
Yes.
Because it's before cam girls really kind of took
especially
hold.
On the earlier side. 2003
exactly.
is perfect.
Exactly. You're not like living in the zone of 80s or 90s where you're uncertain if you're going to get a rape scene. Like you're not in the 70s where the sound quality is so bad.
Right.
You just don't know what's going on and you don't get any of the references. You're living in an era that is pre-gross, disgusting amateur porn, post-amazing production quality.
Yep.
And like just professional.
I was
going to
say,
stars.
I'm expecting very high... production value and good outfits.
What do we think's gonna happen?
What do we think's gonna happen?
Do we want to go ahead and call all face?
No, I'm not gonna do that.
No, okay.
Because one of the ones, well, first of all, like what's the only ones that we've watched that are post 2000 are
Texas Dildo Masquerade,
The Red Vibe Diaries, I think, and also, I mean, the
Exorcist. Yeah.
And those were not all face.
You're right.
And those,
they weren't.
In fact, one of them had a foot shot. So, you know, I definitely do not feel confident saying all face.
I'm with you on that.
I'm going to have to feel the vibes out.
I thought about it, but then I was like, you know what? It's Christmas themed. You've like thrown something in there that could make this wacky.
Well,
a
tit shot's going to happen.
Yeah. Also, it's in the title.
Yeah. A tit shot is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's almost a guarantee.
Yeah. What do we think Santa's going to play as a role?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe the women are his elves. So
they're helpers, Santa's little helpers.
Yes.
So is he
they're
just
his,
like
fluffers? They're like his fluffers for Mrs. Claus.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking almost that Santa Claus is like hands off in this porn, like literally and figuratively. Like
right.
He walks in, is everybody working?
Ooh, is
cool.
He the voyeur?
And then he walks out, and that's when the party happens.
Or he's, I mean, if
maybe he's Big Bad Santa, like he's trying, like everybody stop fucking each other. Kids need their presents.
Yeah, you know? I very much could imagine like he's like, this is the day. This is the porn day. This is the day we're making porn videos for presents and
for
all
children.
For children. So all of you need to get naked.
Remember, statistics recently came out that children watch porn at 8 years old. So Santa's been thinking
Santa
about that as part
about
of his
it.
Repertoire, you know? He's got to be the number one kid holiday. He's got a marketing
he's
thing. He's got a brand to keep
he's
up.
He's got to be the number one.
And in order to do that, you got to give the kids what they want.
And you know, you need to capture their imagination for as long as possible, right?
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that what?
Could you imagine if Santa gave you your first porn?
That's what Elf's
about. You
would
love Santa forever.
That's what Elf's about.
True.
Can you imagine?
What if Santa gave you first porn? Or elf being a porn? I didn't even look up if both. There was an elf parody porn. I wish. Oh.
Both.
Ugh. What a magical holiday.
I know. Let's get into it.
Let's watch this movie. Jingle balls.
Oh, we're already getting a preview of some sex.
This is like the overture.
Yeah, it's, you know. Yeah, you're getting the whole, you're basically getting the whole porn. You can just watch the credits. Wow,
this is going to be very fun, I think. This music is so inspiring.
I know.
I'm excited for Christmas now.
You know what? You're right. I wasn't until this moment.
Now I'm excited for Christmas.
I also love how goth some of these girls look. Man, some of these tits are... You have to have
a special appearance by Napoleon. I don't know who Napoleon is.
He's going to be like the small little person.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
You got it.
Oh, it
to
is.
To play into the elf trope, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that is a fetish.
Is it Santa? What's wrong?
It's Santa. He says he's not going to take one of his trips this year because I haven't been showing him enough magic.
So we're going to... this is what I imagine.
Okay.
Essentially, how Melania Trump is going to look during the holidays is what was just portrayed on screen in the very first scene.
Sure.
Only because, first of all, she probably doesn't want to be called, share the last name as her husband.
Right.
She wanted to be called Mrs. Melania than Mrs. Trump because... For some reason, these women are only calling her Mrs. Santa. What?
Mrs. Santa.
Do they just not know that his last name is Claus? Like, is this an education thing or a copyright thing? I am confused.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a different relationship. You know, like your teacher, like you had that cool young teacher. It was like, Mr. Popovics. And he's like, you can call me Mr. Dan.
Popovic. I like that you just, that was
that
the
was
word.
The name of my history teacher in my freshman year of high school.
Okay, that was actually.
Shout out to Mr. Popovic. He was very cool.
I was like, man, you really just pulled that out of nowhere. What a strange name.
And I really hope he's listening to his student's porn podcast. Okay. I'm an adult now.
It's okay. It's appropriate.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mrs. Santa is looking at, I guess, a registry of her husband's travel route for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. She does the books.
She's the finances
of this.
But she also is responsible for magic.
Oh, fuck.
And
She's responsible for money and magic?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a lot of
responsibility. Well, she did not serve. Yeah. And she did not serve up enough magic to Santa this year.
Fuck. That is stressful to Mr. Santa. This is so. I cannot tell you how much stress that's giving me, that idea, being responsible for both those things.
She's lucky because a whole bunch of big titted women.
Oh, and Santa's helper.
With no pants on.
No.
Were caressing her to make her feel better.
There's no pants at the North Pole.
You're never going to believe this. Santa is pissed at the missus because she hasn't been giving up the magic. Now he's decided he doesn't want to drive his sleigh this year.
Well, what do we do?
I think we should elect one of the helpers to show her how she can save Christmas.
By doing what?
By showing her how to use the magic again, silly.
You know, I could use a little bit of that magic myself.
This is great.
This is just quality writing.
The writing is
endearing.
It's
holiday magic.
It's endearing, but also classic porn tropes.
Sure.
Classic porn tropes.
Sure, that's what we wanted.
Exactly. So one of Mrs. Santa's helpers went to another room in the house. I don't know.
Sure.
But she went to go tell other elves, because I guess there's Santa helpers with only big tits, and then there's elves, one little person, one regular sized person, both men. And she is basically telling them that Christmas is threatened because she's not serving the magic. Mrs. Santa doesn't know how to serve the magic anymore. Right.
And I think it wasn't fully explained what the magic is.
But she did a little fling behind her hiney.
Right, right. So I think she's, yeah, I mean, I think it's implied what the magic is, yes. But we get a clarification.
Well, also Napoleon, our actor Napoleon, who's the little person, I don't know what his name is, was just caressing her breast the whole time, uh-huh. And was saying, she was basically insinuating that big tits are going to save Christmas.
Yeah, like, the magic of tits.
The magic of tits. He leaves the room to, I guess, do something, I don't know. And mm-hmm. The other regular sized actor, I don't know why I keep saying he's a regular sized
I know. Man. I'm part of me is like, I don't know what if that's good or not.
Well, little person is the PC term, but yeah, I don't know if
it becomes PC if you say compared to the regular sized person. Because I feel like that implies that regular is correct.
We are sorry, but also this is a Christmas movie. Like,
yes,
they're
using this little person. They're typecasting him as an elf.
Exactly. So it's that's uncomfortable. I feel like I have to do that.
Let's just call them actors. Let's just call them the actors.
Okay, great.
Okay. We know who Napoleon is. We've qualified who Napoleon is. We can just refer to him by his name.
You're right. You know? You're right. Well, he leaves. The other actor is requesting sex, so we're going to walk into a sex scene now.
Yeah.
He wants some of that magic served up.
He could use some. You know what? He asked for it super politely.
He did.
Which I loved.
He did. He needs his magic refilled too, I guess. You know what? Everyone's just serving magic here.
Yes.
You can't only function on magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like their meals.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, they don't eat food.
They just eat sex.
They just eat magic. Tit magic.
Tit magic. I wonder if all of these women also, like, I mean, obviously we're not going to see that, but maybe it would be pretty cool if someone tries to, like, fake get eggnog from someone's breast or something.
Oh, I'm lactating eggnog. Yeah, it's that time of year.
Here comes sex scene number one.
You know what? It looks like he is sucking on her breast. I guess I kind of foretold that.
Yeah.
For some rum nog, but he's serving up magic to her, you know?
Yeah, he's focusing on her boobs. I don't see enough of this.
I bet cunnilingus is going to happen next.
So you were right. He is going down on her for cunnilingus. I have a theory. This man is not attractive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone's beautiful in their own special way, but objectively, he's not cute. And I found that not cute men are great at eating pussy.
Yes.
So I have a feeling we're going to get a little clip here that should be shown in an educational movie. Yep. Mm-hmm. He's figured it out.
You know what? And we haven't seen his dick yet. It's probably great.
It's probably massive.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's call cum shots while we're this early in the scene.
Okay. Yes. He's licking your butt too. Quality. Quality, sir. I appreciate you.
Is it quality when you go from the butt up?
Her butt looks very clean.
It probably is. Fine.
You know? And also he's using his mouth. So yeah. There's like a cleaning aspect to that's happening there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a question.
I love a good butt lick. I love a butt lick.
I know you do. let me think here. I'm going to go with tit shot. It feels like the theme.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know?
You know, they already went right for the tits.
Yeah, it truly feels, oh God, I hope this is one of those movies where the sex scenes are really long so we can skip through them.
I think this will be a very long, I think this is going to be, because it's a modern porn, so the porn, it's going to be very porn, like very sexy and heavy.
So he's now fingering her in.
You know what? We don't see enough of this.
You know what? And it's like the claw. He's got two fingers in. He's got his thumb on her clit. And it's a very effective way to finger a person. And it isn't done enough. Okay.
Also, why not? But why not two hands, sir?
Yeah.
That looks like it's going to hurt your hand after a while if you don't use two hands.
Listen, giving a woman pleasure sometimes takes you get a little carpal tunnel.
Yes.
Right? You got to practice. Sometimes your tongue gets tired, but it's worth it. It's fucking worth it. Okay? I'm tired of this. My hand hurts. I don't care. You know what? The back of my throat hurts. Do I complain? No.
What a weird body. This. Okay, so now we're getting a blowjob.
He pulled his penis out.
Look. So the
what am I looking
dick
at?
Is fine. The dick is fine, but
Meredith,
I want
tell me what I'm looking at.
The butt is almost saggy.
Wow.
It's droopy looking. It's so weird.
He's an older man. Okay, he looks like he's maybe close to his 40s.
It's a weird.
He's
butt.
He's got a droopy butt. He has a good body.
But he
though.
Does have
he's
a good.
Fit.
He does have a good body.
He's fit. This is a man who cares about what he looks like
not,
naked. It's part of his industry.
Yeah,
but he can't fight the saggy bottom. But you know what? He's not a woman. So he can like let a little saggy
yeah,
bottom happen.
It's just very funny. It's just funny. I haven't seen a bottom like that in a while.
Yeah, but he still looks very fit. And he has a phenomenal penis. And she's, you know, doing what you do with it.
Yeah.
Which is giving it in your mouth.
Giving it a blowjob.
Get your spit
and she's,
all over
and
it.
She's pleasuring herself at the same time.
Oh, love
you know?
It. Yes, girl.
It's a good scene.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Seen it before, but classic.
Classic.
We're getting our
fucking.
First titty fucking. I mean, this is probably
that.
For her boobs.
Yeah,
yes,
phenomenal boobs. Yeah, these are great.
These are.
She has a good surgeon.
I'm sure that it's part of every like it's a requirement for every sex scene she's in, and not necessarily by her choice. I just mean anyone who hires her is gonna.
Yeah, they take a look at her and they're like titty
obvious
fucking.
Titty fucking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obvious.
It's like when you get Patrick Stewart for
right.
your film.
Right.
You're like, Patrick Stewart, you do a phenomenal English accent and you are very posh. Why would you have him do an Irish accent?
Wait. Oh, is he because he's Irish? I'm confused.
No, he's English. I just mean like if you have Patrick Stewart in a role, you're not going to make him do another accent.
No,
because
right, okay.
his voice is so distinguished and distinctive.
The way you said it is have him do an English accent. I'm like, wait, is he American? And okay. I don't know.
All right.
I'm very confused.
Nerd corner. Welcome to the nerd corner of There Will Be Porn. In the first episode of Star Trek Next Generation, they had Patrick Stewart do a French accent because his last name was Picard.
Oh, funny.
And it was awful.
Well, I mean, Stephen Colbert is also French. I mean, come on, crazy.
Yes. So, but my feeling is if you're going to hire this woman, right, she's the Patrick Stewart of this movie.
Right.
And she has giant tits. You're not going to make her do stuff that doesn't highlight her boobs.
No, of course not.
She loves it.
You're never going to put this woman in doggy style. Unless
no.
it's like a very... Unless
the camera's below.
Well, or she's...
And it's a whole bouncing. You know when the boobs do the figure eight?
Not doggy style, like standing... But standing like standing behind.
Yeah, she's not doggy style face down
no,
on the bed.
No.
Because that hides too much of
no.
that fun titty swing
yeah.
action.
And also look at this girl's face. It's very nice and she's so happy to be there.
She's a beautiful girl.
She's
great makeup,
so happy to be
smoky
there.
Smoky eye. Love it. This music is very chill.
Yeah.
This is a pleasure to watch.
Yeah.
This is like a
the music is nice.
The music is
we
so
haven't
nice.
Even commented on it because I almost forgot. It's so
it was there.
It's so pleasant.
Its
yeah. It's so pleasant. I didn't even notice it.
All right, what did we say for cum shots? We both
I
said boobs.
Tits. We both said
okay,
tits.
Let's see what happens here.
And you know what? And, here we go.
Oh, it looks his balls are tight. His balls are tucked up.
They're getting closer.
They're reaching
to his body.
That 140 BPM. They're getting there. It's the end of the
Wait,
race. I can feel it coming.
Is 140 BPMs like close to what the like sex rate is? I would love to see a study on that of like
I
what
think
the last
40 BPMs is like what your
heart rate
reaches
is yeah.
when you dance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like I think resting heart rate is usually like between 50 and 70.
Right.
But like running, like exercise is like 130 to 150.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're getting our final. Final. He's
for some titty fucking.
So we can. Oh, so we can both win.
Oh, man, we're both going to get a point.
Yeah, we're going to do great.
I'm so excited.
Look at her. She's really holding on tight.
She's so focused on making sure that those
boobs get. Oh my God. Yeah. She even is like, she's basically creating a target for him. Like, he's like, she's like pushing her nipples as close to possible. I just see little bullseyes. Aim and shoot, guy. Aim and shoot.
He's so happy, too.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
Happy for them. They had a great time.
Look at all that magic.
They had a look at all that magic they made.
Oh, I definitely think that we are on the naughty list.
So is the missus. Word has it around the village that Santa's in a myth because the missus isn't giving up the magic.
You mean this kind of magic?
Guys, I wish we should have timed it. I think it was maybe 60 seconds between
the ending of
that sex scene to the next sex scene. I have barely anything to recap for you, but here we go.
Yeah.
We have two more, another Mrs. Santa helper and a Mr. Santa elf.
Yes.
Talking about how Christmas is going to be ruined because there's not enough magic.
I also want to say
Mrs. Santa isn't serving enough magic for Mr. Santa.
I really like the uniforms.
Yes.
So yeah. The Santa's helper ladies are dressed like Santa.
Yeah, but you still can get the vibe that this is the biker couple of the group.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. These two.
The uniforms do not cover that up.
No. He's in his green velvet elf uniform.
Wow, yeah.
But they both like she's got that like dyed black long goth hair. She's got that look about her that's like, I was a suicide girl. And he has like my hair wasn't a ponytail, but I let it down and greasy just for this scene.
Right. Like they both definitely have lived in a meth house for some period of
time.
We're
about to see them get naked. Do we think any of them, they have tattoos?
100%. Probably both have like around, I would say around the arm.
Lower back tattoo.
I'm calling an around the arm tattoo. Oh,
like a tribal band.
Like a tribal band for both of them. Okay. I think they both have that.
Well, I don't think they said much other than reiterating that Mrs. Santa. We didn't learn
anything else about
not bringing magic.
Yeah, we're still Miss Low on magic. We have not learned anything new except for Napoleon, the Christmas elf is basically just going around and making sure everyone is working on their magic.
Yeah. Checking the list.
He is the Mr. Manager.
Well, here they are getting naked. Her boobs are out.
Sex scene number two.
They're lovely.
What, real or not real?
No.
No?
No, for sure not. For sure not. But
something about them seems very real, though.
They look like stones inside of her body.
Yeah, it's just like because they're not globular. You know, they don't have that like weird. That's why I'm like, I don't. Yeah, it's very weird.
No,
but they also. Yeah, they don't move. They don't move.
They
You're
don't
right.
move.
Yeah,
they don't move. They're beautiful.
They're very good.
They look great.
I mean, we're going to say that about everyone.
Oh, you were right about the tattoos.
Are we?
Oh my God, she has a fucking armband, Meredith. You called it so hard. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've never been impressed as much as I am now about your predictions. They're making out, he's licking her boobs, but oh my God, the tattoos.
I see you 2000 biker gang.
Yes, I see him too.
Biker couple. I see you. Yeah, it's. It's quite funny.
They're so cute, though.
Starting with, you know what? More fingering, I think, in this movie than all ever. Of the movies combined.
Yes, absolutely.
Really not a lot of it. No. I mean, unless it's girl on girl, but definitely not with hetero couples.
No, this is beautiful. Straight to cunnilingus.
Yep. A little bit of fingering down to cunnilingus.
What do we think of his cunnilingus skills? Are they going to be good?
I think they're going to be great. The men don't matter in this movie at all.
Which is my favorite kind of porn.
Yeah. The men don't matter at all. It is entirely about the tits.
Yeah.
And they are crucial. These women are crucial to the survival of Christmas.
You know what else is really making this scene that much more like just fulfilling is this victory Christmas music.
Oh yes. Yeah. It is It's weird. It's like a cross between Irish folk songs and band and like marching band music.
Yeah. Oh, she has a clit piercing.
Yeah, of course she does, Caitlin.
Of course.
You think the girl with the tribal tattoo isn't going to have her clit pierced?
You're right. Why am I surprised? He has a phenomenal body.
We're barely talking about this sex scene. All right.
We were distracted.
I'm going to go with the tits. I'm going to go with face.
Okay.
You know what? Because her tits are not as good as the last girl's tits.
I see what you're saying.
And I think there's got to be a face shot.
I'm feeling a theme here. And this porn is so direct. You know, there's not any surprises right now.
Question.
Yes.
Did this elf have his penis just like smoothed out in Santa's workshop? Because I've never seen
a marble penis.
It is so, there's not a vein or hair. Oh,
beautiful.
There's barely a head.
It's kind of a gorgeous penis.
It is literally a dildo.
Like a dildo.
Because he's circumcised. It's not an uncircumcised penis, but it's
so
almost like he has
no
head.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I think it looks lovely. I'm enjoying watching it.
It is. No, it's great. It's just very unusual. I think this is the exact same choreography as the last.
Yeah, because we've now moved to reverse cowgirl on a chair.
This is the formula for magic, Caitlin.
Oh my God.
So we've discovered the formula for magic.
Somewhere in Santa's workshop, there's a diagram and it's like fingering. Right, and there's a little like illustration of a bunch of elves.
Cunnilingus,
again, illustration.
BJ,
again, illustration. Focus on the boobs. Don't forget to focus on the boobs. That's the number one rule written on top.
Yes.
Okay, then reverse cowgirl.
No, you forgot BJ.
Oh, BJ, sorry. Then reverse cowgirl. Then what happens next?
Doggy style.
Doggy style? Let's see.
Or maybe it was missionary, doggy style, back to missionary.
I think doggy style missionary is where we went.
Oh man, this.
What?
It really is just so funny. I mean, we should pass out this formula for everyone. We should make a nice little booklet.
This is how you make the magic.
If you guys want to share the magic of Christmas, do this with your friends.
Oh, they're switching positions.
This is how you spread the holiday joy.
Oh, Meredith, I think you were right. I think it is missionary dog back to missionary. Because here he's fucking her on the desk in the workshop. They switch to doggy.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Meredith, have we unlocked the magic formula for Christmas?
I feel it.
Holy shit.
I mean.
Oh. And we've switched from doggy. She's on her knees. Tits.
Did you guess tits again?
I did.
Good job.
It's a theme. So he's coming on her boobs and it looks beautiful.
This is the formula.
She loves it.
They did it. They made magic.
She's rubbing it in. They made Christmas magic.
Christmas comes but once a year.
I love it. Perfect movie. Perfect holiday movie for the family.
I mean, we're not even
even halfway through and I love it.
No, we are halfway through.
Well, I mean, we're halfway. Yeah, I just am full of joy.
Hey, handsome helper. Came across anything with my name on it?
Maybe.
Aw, for me?
Just a little thank you for spreading your magic in my direction.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We got 60 seconds of exposition.
Maybe 2 minutes this time.
Maybe 2, yeah.
It was longer than the last one. It was longer than the last one. But you know what? We learned more. We learned a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
These two have been sharing their magic all year, I think.
Oh, love.
Because he gave her a gift of anal beads.
Yeah.
A blessing of anal beads.
Made of glass, which is so sanitary. Oh, amazing.
Yes. They look great.
They look amazing.
I'm happy. Yeah.
And she's happy to get them.
She's excited and she showed her affection with a kiss.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did get a very quick update on Santa.
I need to know more. Yes. What's going
Apparently,
on with Santa's magic?
Mrs. Santa mm-hmm. is being helped by helper Eric.
Okay.
to
get her magic juices flowing.
Get her magic juices flowing so Santa can get his sleigh up again.
Maybe Eric is teaching her the formula.
It must be.
The Christmas magic formula.
It must be. Well, you know what?
Are we about to see the Christmas magic formula yet again?
Well, I would say actually we're going to get the magic formula, yes.
Uh-huh.
But
with
an upgrade of anal beads.
Oh, God. There's nothing like adding that little extra spice to your magic formula.
It's basically,
it's
yes.
It's pumpkin spice.
I was thinking the cayenne pepper to your hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. It's so much better.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Let's watch this magic transition.
Oh, boy. Sex scene number three.
All right. I'm just gonna guess right at the top again. Let's just go with tit shot.
Tit shot.
I guess we should have guessed entirely tit shot.
Yeah.
Episode, but
I feel like I'm gonna get a perfect game for Christmas.
You know what? I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna go with face again because I want.
Look at this woman's boobs.
They're good. They're pretty fucking good.
They're great. Boobs.
Yeah. They're pretty good. Okay. Would you count it if I win? If he's comes while he's titty fucking her and then it like hits her chin.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Meredith, of okay. course.
All right.
I'm not a stickler.
I know.
Come on.
Yeah, we've always let each other, even if it's like on the gray area. We're supportive.
We're generous with our cum shot guesses. Right.
Okay, great.
So we're just doing okay, all right. We're at the first stage of the formula. Titty worship.
Yes.
Titty worship. We next.
This is how you ring. And this is how you open the magic gate.
The magic gate. The next you, fingering.
Nothing
right?
could go.
Is that
happen.
Where we're going?
Yep. Well, she's doing it to herself.
She's fingering herself. Oh, I love this collaborative magic making.
Ooh.
His dick is out. Oh no, Meredith. We've changed the formula.
Yeah. We didn't get cunnilingus.
Wow. We've just gone to blowjob.
Wow.
Ooh, I don't know if these two are going to make magic.
You know what? Maybe it's because they've made magic all year that they don't have to.
Right.
Oh, man. This guy's dick grew quite a lot, too.
Yeah, he's got a big old D.
He has a girthy dick. He had a girthy dick to begin with, but I think it grew like 3 inches. It got a lot longer.
Like the Grinch's heart.
It did. Yeah.
It grew three times that day.
It did. These two.
Cunnilingus
is being served. Good. This woman deserves pleasure.
Wow.
She deserves it.
I didn't think she was going to get it. I thought she was being selfless in providing a BJ. But you know what? He said, we can't make Christmas magic with just me getting pleasure.
He's right.
Because he's a good little Christmas boy.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, Christmas really is about sharing.
It truly is. It's about sharing the love. And now he's giving her cunnilingus, and she loves it.
And fingering.
You know what? Maybe the Christmas formula is not about the order.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that all of the elements are present. Yes. You know, maybe we were getting too caught up in the logistics of the Christmas formula.
And it's also it's like a potion, right? It's like baking a cake.
Right.
You know, it might be better in certain
different
ways.
Different orders, yes. Right. Do you want a Genoese sponge?
Yes.
Do you want, you know, sometimes it's just different.
Yeah, you gotta add it at different times, different,
right.
You know, beat the eggs an extra lot.
Right.
That's why there's lots of fingering in this scene.
Is he wearing a condom?
I think I'm seeing my first condom. In a long time.
Wow.
And it's automatic winner for safety patrol.
It's lovely.
Automatic winner.
They're doing the part of the formula of the reverse cowgirl. We all know this is part of the magic formula, but the little sprinkle of extra Christmas joy is the fact that he's wearing a condom.
Right. It is. You know, I would say they're doing the Lord's work, but really they're doing Santa's work.
They're doing work for Santa.
Yeah.
They're doing the work of Christmas joy. All right. What did we say? Did we call cum shots?
I called face.
I said tits. Again.
God.
Is
there only 4 sex scenes in this movie? I mean, we are blazing through this film.
Yeah, we're only on number 3 and... Well, like it's like long sex scenes.
Yeah. No, these are.
People
this
are
is
working so hard. Oh, she's back down on her knees. Condoms off. It's a BJ.
She's holding her tits up like a like a dinner plate. Like she's serving them for a meal.
Is it going to be on the tits or on the face, dripping down to the tits?
I mean, we. I'm so confused. Is it? What is happening?
No,
who's
boobs.
Winning?
It's
who's,
boobs.
Yeah, you're
I'm sorry.
Right. Oh, I didn't even see the cum come out of his. All of a sudden,
I know. I think.
I just see her tits are wet. I did not see any cum come out of that penis.
And Meredith, I would have wanted to give this to you because it was pointed at her
I'm
face.
So mad.
But there was no. This man had this, no, like, force
no.
for his cum. It just went down.
It was very weird.
It was like a leaky faucet.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, hi, Albert, Eric.
Why are you so gloom?
Haven't you heard? It's all over the village. I've lost the magic.
You have nothing to worry about that. After all, I'm Helper Eric, and I'm the master of bringing back the magic. These tits are gonna save the Christmas.
Just as our last helper had said, little Helper Eric came to help Mrs. Santa. And let me tell you what... Helper Eric did not have to travel far because he is from fucking Soviet. He's from Russia. Wow. That
he
is
just
the
walked north.
He just walked north a little bit. It's like 100 miles from his house. And he was like, hey.
What? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Eric. I have come to give you magic.
Oh my God.
I am a lover of Christmas. I am number one Christmas magic giver. Hello.
Though I have never celebrated it because we were very poor.
There's no Christmas in Russia, so I walk north, so I don't have to
you
stop.
Know, communism. I don't, what is this, Santa?
I feel the call of Christmas from Santa from north, and I come north to help you.
Maybe that's what it is. Yes. It's like, he's a new, I'm going to say this, this is a story. He's a new elf.
Yeah.
But he has somehow a magic gift.
Yeah.
And it just, he had to follow, it was like a beam. He had to follow the magic, you know, he made it there, he showed up, and now he is here to tell Mrs. Santa where her magic is.
Meredith.
She doesn't know where it is.
Okay, I have a background story for Eric that is making my heart grow.
Okay, got it. Tell me.
You know how in the new Harry Potter movies there's that thing called the Obscurus?
Yes.
Which is the idea that a child born into a house without magic or love will become very powerful.
Right.
Okay, so poor Eric was born in Siberia and he lived in a house without love because of Russia and also a house without Christmas. So he became the number one Christmas magic. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
and
the
so
super magic.
He went north.
I like this version.
Because he's overwhelmed with Christmas magic.
Yes. Yes.
And here he is to save Christmas.
This is a much better story.
Ugh.
Thank you for fixing J.K. Rowling's story.
And Eric introduced the magic formula to all the other elves before finally getting to Mrs. Santa, who needed it the most.
He's perfected it. He's perfected it, yeah.
Ugh. Let's watch him give magic.
He's basically... He's like their corporate trainer.
Oh, I'm so ready for you, Eric. Oh my God.
Are you ready for the final sex scene?
Wow. Her tits are massive. These are the kind of tits that aren't going to be able to get out of a bra. They're so big.
Oh, Napoleon's watching through the window. And he's so happy.
Yeah, his face is like...
Good for you, Napoleon. Enjoy your life.
Wow.
Wow, her boobs are unnaturally large.
Enormous.
They're obnoxiously large. But beautiful. You're a beautiful lady. All right, so we've... When it comes to the magic formula, we've got the boob worship.
We've got the boob worship. The
but
boob
we
worship.
Skipped cunnilingus to go to BJ, and now we're at titty fucking.
I mean, this woman you could fuck just straight
into her
boobs,
and it would disappear.
It would disappear. It would
be all boob, no sternum.
It would be deep enough. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to hit the wall.
Right. I do think that Eric, in bringing his Christmas magic, is going to give out cunnilingus right. as part of this formula.
Right.
I think we're just really focusing on Mrs. Santa's PJ skills. Which
yeah.
She's got this deep throat action and the big boobs. She's really... Mr. Santa's lucky.
We actually don't have that much time left.
Yeah.
I'm proposing that...
I don't think Santa's going to show up.
I think
up.
Or Mrs. Santa, Mr. Santa walks in on them.
Oh, really? That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be yeah. nice. You know, I mean, you know I hope it ends in an orgy. So.
What better way to get your sleigh going than with the magic of a threesome?
Yeah, absolutely. And the best kind, two guys, one girl.
Oh, everyone loves that kind of threesome.
Wow. That is some good flexibility on behalf of Mrs. Santa.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, she is in a full spread straddle on his penis.
She's very flexible. He's
That's a lot of thigh strength. I mean,
oh my God, her face and her acting.
Yeah,
Mrs. Santa needed this magic.
Yeah, thank you, Helper Eric.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for bringing your extra special magic.
You're getting another voyeur shot from Napoleon's point of view.
Listen, Napoleon through the is window. Just doing his job. He's making sure the magic is happening.
I hope he's going to tell Santa about it so Santa comes in the room.
Yeah.
Or maybe he gets everyone in the room.
Or maybe he jacks off a little bit for himself. Yeah. You know? He gave them the thumbs up. They saw him.
Yes,
so
he did.
It's all consensual.
Wow.
Napoleon deserves it too. Napoleon needs magic in his life. God, she is happy.
This is, to me, honestly, this is the most athletic right now.
Yeah.
That position
right.
over and over again is very
That's a
hard.
Lot of work. It's a lot of fucking work.
My thighs are burning just looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
Have we called...
Tits.
Shot.
I'm going to say tits again. I have
you're
to.
You're right.
I don't have a choice.
The thing is, too, is this woman, Mrs. Santa...
Has the biggest tits of them all.
Has the biggest tits of them all, and her face is like the kind of face you don't want to mess up, you know?
And she's got a lot of makeup.
I mean,
her hair, she's still wearing her Christmas
To me,
hat.
Our biker couple really was the best... Yes, for a cum shot, for a face shot.
And yeah, I think this is going to be boobs.
It's going to be boobs again. I'm glad that they really just know what they built here in this porn.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's just a really basic porn with
beautiful.
Christmas decorations.
I love it.
Decorated in Christmas.
Minimal story, but yet we believe in all these characters.
Yep.
We're rooting for them. There's an underdog like feeling,
yes.
you know?
Yeah, something. Yeah, they're producing something here.
They're really telling a story.
Yeah.
But subtly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're not doing too much. They understand you don't have to put too much to create a good story. Oh,
and here we go.
He pulled out and came on her tits. Well, perfect game for me.
Do you think that's, I mean, we didn't get to see Santa, and we love it when the who
Never.
Essentially is the problem of the plot
Never
doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Do you think he got his sleigh back up?
I think we're about to find out.
I hope so. Oh no, no, we're not. We couldn't even see a shot. Like the last shot of this movie couldn't have even been Santa's like a cartoon sleigh flying up into the air. It was just the end over a winter wonderland.
Literally,
that was it.
Literally, Eric, magic.
You know
he
what?
Came on her boobs.
Yep.
She said, Mrs. Santa said, I got the magic back. And then that was it.
Yep.
It said the end. We didn't see Santa.
No. Best case, always best
Which
case scenario.
Is the best case. Yes. Yeah.
Worst case scenario, no orgies or threesomes. I'm disappointed by that.
Yeah, it was all two.
And
it wasn't
like,
even any anal, really.
Yeah, it was plain. This is like screensaver porn.
Yeah.
It is like, because it's constant. Mm-hmm. Constant porn.
I liked the story, though.
There was barely any of it.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's lots of beautiful people.
Music was uplifting.
Beautiful Christmas decorations. What else? Yeah,
what
there's
else
nothing
could you ask for.
This is literally something you can have playing at your cocktail hours that you host for Christmas.
I loved it.
I recommend it.
I recommend. Mm-hmm, also. All right. Well, are we ready for some awards, Meredith?
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to the bi-weekly, this Christmas-themed...
This Christmas!
Awards. Let's see. What do we have to give out? Most athletic.
I mean, Mrs. Santa.
Mrs. Santa!
I've never seen so many squats in my life.
Shit, man.
That was
amazing.
That was a feat. Yeah. And I'm impressed. I was, again... feeling and pain just watching her. It was excellent.
Let's see. Safety patrol.
Safety patrol. I mean, it's got to go to our actual couple, I guess. The anal beads that were never used couple.
But they put a condom.
They put a condom on.
That's pretty magical.
That's true love.
Yeah.
True love, true magic.
Feminist nightmare?
I guess Napoleon?
I don't know. I didn't sense any negative energy from Napoleon. I want to say Santa.
Yeah, you're right.
One, because he wasn't helping anyone with any magic.
He wasn't.
He was just expecting the magic.
Yeah, you're right.
And
very,
you know,
demanding boss.
Yeah, and you know, when Mrs. Santa wasn't giving him the magic, did he step in and help?
No.
No.
He had to
his workers.
He had to call in the most magical being there is.
Eric. Yeah, Eric.
Eric.
I don't know. I lost my Russian accent.
Try at home?
Oh, try at home. The magic formula.
Yes, you're right.
I want to put that together.
You're right.
See if I can get some Christmas magic.
I told you I want to share the formula with other people. Yeah. I want to either host a magic seminar.
Yeah.
What are we?
You want to host a magic seminar?
A magic making center.
We'll screen this movie. We'll get the diagram out.
Yes.
And we'll talk about how you can create your own Christmas magic.
Right.
MVP. So really, everybody brought some power.
I mean, I want to, Mrs. Santa, I want to say, but also at the same time, like, I've grown attached to Helper Eric, and I want to give it to him.
Yeah, he really truly solved the problem.
We don't normally give the MVP award to men, I think. So
I know it's rough, but so, he came all the way from Siberia.
He walked there.
He walked north, living a life without love and Christmas.
Yeah,
and then fucking saved Christmas.
Yes.
You got to give it to him.
I think so.
And you know what? Mrs. Santa loved his magic.
She did.
So, and then Money Shot Queen. I'm sorry. I got a perfect game. And you know what would be a great present for Christmas, Meredith?
What?
Is a dildo for winning my perfect game. I'm going to go online and I'm going to find a candy cane dildo
you're right.
For myself.
At the very least, a candy cane condom.
Oh, you know?
Again, missed opportunity.
I mean, I'm going to get a tiara. I won.
You did.
It's a good victory because it was a good porn. Thank you.
You did great.
Oh, Meredith, what did we learn?
The magic formula.
Magic.
We've said it
formula.
Once. I'll say it again.
I'll keep saying it.
It is tent worshiping,
fingering,
cunnilingus, blowjob, missionary,
doggy style,
missionary,
money shot on the tit.
Tit shot.
Yeah.
I mean.
That is the formula for Christmas magic. Write it down, patent it, TM. That's what it's all you need, really.
Yeah, it's true.
Who would have thought?
I mean, I probably could have thought.
Oh, well, everyone, thank you for coming on this special holiday journey with us. Quick announcement. Our next episode is going to be something that I know you've all been anticipating. Everybody waits all year for this to happen. Black tie event. Get out your tuxedos because the next episode is the 2018 There Will Be Porn's award show.
Ooh. Ooh.
That means that every movie we watch this year is going to be culminated together. We're going to have nominees for MVP. We're going to have nominees for Try It at Home. We're going to have nominees for Mad Feminist Nightmare. We might even have some new award categories. And you're going to witness the biggest award show of the year. Invite your friends.
I love that it's going to be a time where we get to relive all of the wonderful moments we had this year.
Oh my God. Yes. You know,
like this one.
Yeah. In fact, in the meantime, because the committees are out and getting their things together, but you know what you can do to change their minds? You can go on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you want to write a review. Apple Podcasts is the most important one. But get on there and write a review and give us your votes.
I would.
Give us your votes for.
For God's sakes, please.
For who you think should win these awards. And if you want to learn more about the awards, follow us at TWB Podcast, because we'll be posting our list of nominees.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. And stay tuned, because in 2 weeks, you'll be witnessing the There Will Be Porn Award Show.
Yes.
Also, if you want to email us your ideas, you can do that at twbdpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on morebanana.com/therewillbeporn. And, you know, subscribe, send it to your friends.
We'd love all of that.
And thanks for spending this year with us.
Yeah, it's been great. I hope when you're cheersing to a happy ending, it's with some motherfucking eggnog
that came out of some movies. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, just
I hope you're cheersing with something, a really fun festive drink.
Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays.
Go make some magic.
From us, get your magic formula together and cheers.
Cheers to
a happy ending.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep, with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app, and find out why over 1 million people have fallen asleep to my voice.